Now, an update on the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. The Navy SEALs who stormed the house used their brief time there to collect intelligence. They swept up computers, thumb drives, DVDs, and paper files. They had a plan to pick that kind of material up. Intelligence officials in the U.S. are going through it now, looking for information that can provide new insight into al-Qaeda. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston joins me to talk about the investigation. And Dina, they've gotten all this stuff, data, files, this kind of thing. What are they trying to learn from it?
Well, the first thing they're trying to do is make sure that there isn't evidence of new plots underway. So they're plugging in keywords like the big wedding, which has been a code for attacks in the past. They're also looking for names and locations of possible operatives they don't know about. And that's essentially what they're doing in this first scrub of all of this.
And apart from the operatives they don't know about, what about the ones they do? Specifically, Osama bin Laden's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Well, they're looking to see if they can figure out from what they have where he might be so they might be able to capture him.
Now, the U.S. collected all these computers, hard drives, paper files that we mentioned. Where is that material now? Where are they going through it?
Well, officials tell NPR that it's been sent to the FBI lab at Quantico in Virginia, and the FBI is housing it there and then making it available to other agencies for analysis. What's interesting is part of the reason for sending it there is to ensure a proper chain of custody for information, just in case it's needed as evidence in trials later.
In trials later, future trials, military tribunals of al-Qaeda suspects you're talking about.
Exactly. I mean, there could be intelligence that ends up, for example, in the trial of the 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Officials don't know what they have yet, but if it turns out to be evidence, they want to be able to use it in a future trial without having any legal objections to it.
Okay, we've been talking about the physical evidence taken out of that compound. What about people that officials in the U.S. might want to interview, the people who were with Osama bin Laden at that compound?
Well, intelligence sources tell NPR that Osama bin Laden's family was initially supposed to go with the SEAL team that had raided the compound. There were some of his kids and his youngest wife there, who, if the mission had gone off exactly as planned, they would have taken out of Pakistan. But as you know, there was this helicopter that went down, so they needed to go to Plan B, and that meant leaving his family behind. And if you think about it, bin Laden's wife and kids could be a gold mine of information, because they would know where bin Laden has been the last 10 years, who he's been associated with. They're in custody now in Pakistan, and Pakistani officials, at least so far, have said the U.S. can't interview them.
That's a striking detail, Dina, really, because there's been such turmoil between these two governments in the wake of this raid.
Exactly. And this is one more thing where there's a question about cooperation between the Pakistanis and the U.S.
Dina, you're learning some new details about the raid itself, I understand.
Yes, there are a couple things. An interesting little tidbit is about the helicopter that went down. There is some back and forth as to whether it went down because a rotor hit the compound walls or whether dust made the engine stall, which made it lose altitude, and then the blade hit the wall. But apparently what's cool about this helicopter is that it's non-standard. It's a Black Hawk that was specially fitted to avoid radar detection and apparently is much quieter, which would go a long way toward explaining why the Pakistanis may not have seen the SEALs coming into their airspace. According to one intelligence source I talked to, this is the first time that these helicopters have been on a mission, and they've been in development for some time.
And Dina, still no response, no statement from al-Qaeda regarding Osama bin Laden's death.
That's right. I mean, there definitely looks to be some interesting side effects from this raid. Officials tell NPR that al-Qaeda leaders have done what they expected them to do, which is go underground, because they don't know what the U.S. knows now. And it's been widely publicized that the U.S. followed one of bin Laden's couriers to find him. And the whole courier system was supposed to be a way to communicate without a cell phone or a traceable internet. It was supposed to be safe. And now that courier system clearly is being seen as a liability.
Okay, Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston in New York.